The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Thank you very much, Eamon. Well, they think it's all over. It might be in just a matter of days. We're talking about the UK Conservative leadership rates, where ballots of party members are due to close at 5 p.m. this evening, with the new Prime Minister to be announced sometime on Monday afternoon. The winner, highly likely to be Liz Truss, will then be leader of a country plagued by worker strikes, a cost of living crisis, the ongoing fallout of Brexit, and a former Prime Minister who seems to want his job back. For more on this, we're joined by Enda Brady, journalist and media consultant. Enda, let's start with the bookies. She's odds on by a mile, isn't she?
Oh, she absolutely is. I mean, look, this race is all run and dusted, bar the shouting, and Liz Truss, barring an absolute disaster, will be British Prime Minister come Tuesday. So Monday, she will be announced as the leader of the new leader of the Conservative Party. Tuesday, then, heading up to Scotland. The Queen is at Balmoral, the royal estate in Aberdeenshire, up in the northeast of Scotland. And the feeling is that basically the Queen is not up to travelling down to London because of these periodic mobility issues that she's suffering. So Liz Truss will be heading up. Johnson will go before her. He will go on Monday and effectively resign and say goodbye to her Queen as Prime Minister. And then on Tuesday, Liz Truss is likely to become the 15th Prime Minister of Queen Elizabeth II's reign. The first was Winston Churchill, and Truss will become the 15th.
Boris Johnson manages to find new lows to plumb on his way out. He's had taken his second summer holiday, and now he's taken to raiding people's homes and making recommendations about kettles.
Extraordinary speech he gave yesterday, which went viral here just because it was yet more kind of clownish behaviour from Johnson. I mean, I've been following this guy around best quarter of a century. It wasn't very good when I started, and it's even worse at the end. Yes, so he gave a speech yesterday. People here are looking at energy bills that will go past 5,000-6,000 euros next year. And his genius idea was that everyone should buy a new kettle for £20, and that this would save £10 a year in electricity. Go figure. That was his contribution to the cost of living crisis and the impending energy crisis. I mean, looking at some of the front pages here today, there's talk of blackouts in the UK this winter because there won't be enough energy to go around. And Johnson has sought to blame Tony Blair for this, despite the fact that Conservatives have been in power for 12 years.
And he has also been doing house raids with the police.
Yes, so he's kind of valedictory few weeks. He's gone on lots of holidays. I mean, he's never really been one for work anyway, but there was a kind of a game of paintball he went on with the British Army. Then he went on a jolly joyride with the Air Force. And then the other day he went out with the Metropolitan Police. He put on a flak jacket. The Metropolitan Police went on a drugs raid. And Johnson ended up in someone's house. And then he said afterwards that it had been a very great success, that they'd been on the trail of a drug dealer and they'd made an arrest. And then, of course, the Metropolitan Police had to come out later on and actually say, no, we didn't arrest anyone. So it just, you know, it was just more proof of Johnson's very, very loose relationship with hard facts and the truth.
If we do get Liz Truss as Prime Minister of our nearest neighbour, will it be a new dawn by comparison?
Not really. I mean, the Conservative Party keeps lurching further to the right. I mean, she's a very strange character in that she was a passionate campaigner for Britain to remain in the European Union. And then when obviously that didn't happen, she suddenly became a Brexiteer and she's now gung-ho Brexit. I mean, people who use various different social media platforms can't have helped but have seen the pork market speech, the apples, the pears, the cheese. I mean, go online and watch the speeches. A lot of people will know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, she's a bit of a flip-flopper, really. I mean, her political career, she started out as a young Liberal Democrat, and then she joined the Conservatives, and she was a Remainer, and now she's a Brexiteer. The start of the war in Ukraine, she was telling people to go and fight for Ukraine. Then she changed her mind a few weeks later when people started getting killed. I mean, she's an intriguing character. What she's going to do for this country. I think the one thing that really stands out for me in the whole leadership debate, and I put leadership in inverted commas here the last few weeks, has been a real lack of leadership in this country for so long, is nobody seems to have any idea what to do about the energy crisis that's coming. I mean, food banks have come out here in the UK. There are 2,200 food banks in Britain. Think about that. 2,200 food banks. And I've been to them. I've met people who use them. And these are people who have jobs. These are not people who are destitute. These are not people who are homeless. These are people who have jobs and simply can't make ends meet. And food banks come out this week and they said that they're worried about what's coming in the winter because they won't be able to cope with the amount of people coming to them. We've had councils come out this week in the UK in Birmingham saying that they're going to open up their libraries and galleries as heating hubs, you know, places where people can go during daylight hours to keep warm. I mean, Britain is in a really, really bad place right now.
Although one assumes that from Liz Truss's perspective, if you can keep the population focused on irrelevant culture wars, it stops them voting you out on the stuff that matters.
There is that argument. I think the British public, certainly I'm travelling this country every single day since I came here after doing the Leaving Cert in 1993. Right now, people cannot get their heads around how they're going to pay gas and electric bills in December, in January, in February. There is nothing left. I mean, this has been a difficult couple of years anyway. You know, look at the hospitality sector, look at the pub businesses. We've had their representatives come out this week and just say that pubs are going to go to the wall this winter in record numbers because their heating bills and their electric are trebling. And this is off the back of 2 years of no trade. Three lockdowns in 2 years. So Liz Truss, you know, there'll be lots of talk about woke lefty culture and blaming Gordon Brown and Tony Blair for all the problems that Britain has right now. I mean, she needs to get in, get working and figure out how Britain is going to get enough energy to keep the lights on this winter.
Well, in comparison to that fairly bleak picture that you paint, Enda, let's do a little bit of woke lefty culture to lighten things up in conclusion. Meghan Markle seems to be finding ways to make herself unpopular.
Yes, so that interview this week obviously went everywhere here. And I think whoever's advising her, and I genuinely think her and Harry advise each other. Diana's anniversary week, was that really, out of 52 weeks in the year, was that really the one time you felt that you really wanted to speak and twist the knife a little bit more? I mean, that wedding of theirs cost £36 million sterling. And they were gone out of this country within 18 months. And there's no sympathy for Harry or Meghan in the UK right now. And I think, you know, obviously Diana's anniversary the other day, there was a lot of coverage of TV documentaries. It's such a shame. And I mean, it's kind of almost symbolic of where the UK stands right now that, you know, Harry and William were so close and now they're on different continents. There's no relationship. They don't speak to each other. And Harry doesn't speak to Charles and Charles doesn't speak to Harry. So, I mean, it's extremely strange. But the interview, I mean, if the best review I've seen of Meghan's podcast was in The Times the other day. I think the journalist was Hilary Rose. It was the most scathingly beautiful piece of journalism I've read in a long time. You know, Meghan should come back to the UK and maybe just have a walk around and talk to people who can't feed their kids this winter and can't afford electric and gas and then get back to us on how tough she's got it.
On that topic, on the winter that's ahead, on top of the cost of living issues, on top of the inflation issues, there seems to be the kind of industrial unrest brewing in the UK that we haven't seen since the 80s.
Yeah, or even going back to the 70s. I mean, so the latest is yet more train strikes. And it's not the train drivers, it's railway staff who just feel that the time has come. You know, what they're seeing is the bosses creaming off huge bonuses and salaries and the workers just getting less than inflation pay rises. And I mean, the other day we had one major investment firm in London predicting 22% inflation in early 2023 for the UK. I mean, it's no great surprise. Yeah, barristers are even going on strike here because they're involved in the judicial system and they feel that they're not being paid what is required. So I think Britain is heading into the most difficult winter in living memory. And you go back to the 70s, obviously Margaret Thatcher arrived in 1979 with her blueprint and she ruled the roost for 11 years. Liz Truss has pretty much modelled herself on Margaret Thatcher, even down to some of the outfits. riding on tanks, holding lambs. Look at the pictures online. I mean, she has done a very good job of modelling herself on Margaret Thatcher, and that was all done to appeal to the 160,000 people who actually have a say in who becomes the next prime minister. So they've all voted. We'll get the result at lunchtime on Monday, but the bookies won't be wrong. It will be Liz Truss, and she will be the next prime minister.
And she's going to usher in a very interesting period in British history. Enda Brady, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Enda Brady, journalist and media consultant.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.